السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, we go back to the munajat and to the zikr of Hazrat Maulana Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali. I explained the two couplets already, but just to recap, he states that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tawfiq was not there, we would not have been able to undertake any ibadat, zikr, tilawat, anything of that nature. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai che hai sab mere irade. Your will, your desire, your decision supersedes all decisions, all will and all powers. Whatever you decide and whatever you will happen. It is our duty to make use of the means and to make the effort. But the decision is going to be taken by you. For far too long I have remained a useless person. Far too long I have remained engrossed in sin, in vice, in evil. Far too long I have distanced myself from you and from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the deen and ahkam of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, I explained that this is not Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahab's condition. It is humility, tawazu to the extreme, that although he was such a pious person, a wali of Allah, a great mujahid and a great Sufi, but still he considers himself useless. And I explained this also in some majlis, that when a person considers himself as worthless, insignificant, it does not mean it's a negative attitude and therefore this person will not be able to make any progress in life. Because this is immediately the thought and idea that comes into our minds, that if a person is going to think of himself as worthless, then how is he going to make progress in this world? You must always assert yourself and you must announce what degrees and what qualifications you have. There is no harm, there is no sin in announcing it where it is necessary. But what I am expressing is that it does not mean that if you do not, that if you consider yourself as insignificant, then you will not be able to do anything. You will not be able to progress. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the greatest tawazu. Look at his duas before Allah. The du'as of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. And yet they were ruling over empires. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was ruling over empires. But yet, he considered himself as worthless. So that is actually in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you consider yourself as worthless. But you ask Allah to give respect and to give azmat and izzat and honor in the hearts of the people. Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayunin nasi kabira. In my own heart, in my own mind, I must think nothing of myself. But in the hearts of people, O Allah, make me appear big and large. There is great wisdom in it, because if the person thinks of you as nothing, useless, worthless, then he's not going to be able to benefit. So therefore, in the sight of people, O Allah, give me that respect. But in my own heart, don't allow pride to come and don't allow me to brag about my achievements. So he says that bahut dino reh chuka nikamma. What I was explaining is that this is not his condition, but it is for us, that we who are really or in reality useless, how much we should consider ourselves as useless. But when we are worthless, we think of ourselves as great, just because we did a little bit of ibadat, little bit of zikr, little bit of tilawat, little bit of deen work and activities, then straight away pride comes into our hearts that I am superior to everyone else. So bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Oh Allah, make me a person who is of use, of benefit to others, not one who is only causing harm and problems and difficulties for others. With my tongue, with my hands, with my intelligence, with my wealth, with whatever faculties you have blessed me with, I must be of benefit to the people. Main kab se hoon mahwa khab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Oh Allah, far too long I am in a dream world. Far too long I am in a dream world. I believe that I am going to be remaining here forever and ever. I see janazas leaving before my very sight, but it has no impact on my heart. I am in a dream world. So now get me up from this dream world. Don't allow me to live a life of negligence, indifference. Hardam karu me ay mere bari Allahu Allah. Always, O Allah, on my tongue be Allahu Allah. Meaning that I follow your ahkam in my home, in my business. Doesn't mean that you take a tasbih and read 24 hours Allah Allah. Jab saans lu me ho jaye jari Allahu Allah. When I breathe in or when I exhale, then it is Allahu Allah. Rahe talab me sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar me hu. Oh Allah, everybody has boarded the planes. Everybody has taken a transport. Everybody has boarded. And I am the only one that's lying on the ground like dust. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Oh Allah, in your garden, everyone is a flower. I consider each and every one as a flower in this garden of yours, the garden of the universe. Everyone is a flower. Especially those who are the salikin, is referring to them, that those who are trying to get to you, oh Allah, everybody is a flower already. I am the only one who is a useless thorn. But remember that if the thorn remains with the rose flower, under the petals of the rose flower, then when that rose goes into the palace of the king, that thorn also goes with it. We haven't seen anybody taking a scissors and cutting off the thorns before he sends the rose flower to the king. So if we are not flowers, then remain with the flowers. If we are thorns, then remain with the flowers. Stay under the petals of the rose. Then even if we are thorns, inshallah, wherever the rose will go, Allah Ta'ala will take us there. Or that other example, that if it is a third class coach, but if it is firmly attached to the first class coach, the train is going from here to Cape Town, and it's a third class coach where the seats are torn, where the screws are loose, and where the windows are broken, and where there's no water in the toilets, but it is attached very strongly. It is dirty and filthy, but it is attached very, very strongly and firmly to the first class coach. It is linked. So wherever that first class coach will reach, inshallah, this third class coach will also reach there. So we are all third class, but if we remain attached to the mashayikh, to the ahlullah, to the awliya, then even if our amal are weak, but inshallah, where they will go, we will also go. So he says, Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon, tere gulista mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. I am the only one who is a thorn. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Oh Allah, give me also some fikr aakhirat. Make use of the things of this dunya. We don't say that we must lead an abnormal life. There must be happiness, there must be laughter, there must be joy, there must be talking cheerfully with the wife, with the children, with the family members, with friends, eating, drinking. Nobody stops from all those things. In fact, it's a required thing in life. When we are in a majlis of zikr, majlis of dua, majlis of tawbah, then there we will cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because it is a majlis in which we must cry. But then after that, when we meet our friends, when we are sitting with them and we are talking, then there will be general discussions. There will be discussions about deen, about akhirat. There will be some laughter too. There will be some pleasure and enjoyment too, entertainment too, anything of the halal type. In fact, in these days, the mashayikh say that give the nafs plentiful of halal. Because the nafs is pulling towards haram and we are restraining it from haram. So now give it plentiful of halal, so that it does not become rebellious. The nafs will say, no, he's giving me enough of halal, then why should I go towards haram? So it's not that a person was just sulky, gloomy, take one tasbih and read whole day. That is not deen. Rasulullah, when he entered his home, he came in smiling, cheerfully. He spoke to his wife, his children. So mujhe bhi kuch fikr akhirat ho, but there must be that fikr akhirat. The akhirat fikr must be there, that we are going to be leaving this world one day. And this world is temporary and that world is forever and ever. So our preparation must be in accordance with that life is for, which is forever and ever. Raha mein bekar zindagi bar, bas ab to mashghool kar mein hoon. I remain useless all my life, but oh Allah, now make me occupied in this fikr akhirat. Now we go further. We have already discussed these couplets at length.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा
ओ अल्लाह यू नो द कंडीशन ऑफ माय हार्ट हाउ डर्टी एंड फिल्थी इट इज ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ अस वी नो द कंडीशन ऑफ आवर हार्ट्स द अंबिया अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम दे वर द ओनली मासूम एंड सिनलेस वंस Allah Ta'ala makes His awliya mehfooz. He protects them from sin. But sinless were just the prophets. But when a person makes effort, he makes mujahada, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala creates the conditions that he is protected from sin. Sometimes the person wants to go towards sin, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala creates barriers and obstacles. Now at that time, if that person does not feel happiness in his heart, that Allah Ta'ala created a barrier. For example, a person had planned to meet a woman and it was an illicit relationship. But just at that time, something happened. There was suddenly some message that somebody passed away in the family, or there was some news of some child having met with an accident, or the wife falling sick, or something else which put off that plan. So this person must consider that as a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that due to some dua of his or some amal of his, Allah Ta'ala created a barrier between him and sin. But at that time, if this person regrets, he says, hi, what happened here? This was the only day that person found to die. He couldn't die on some other day. This was the day I planned to go and see that picture, and it was a first show. And this is the day my uncle decided to die. Couldn't he make mashwara with me before he left this world? So this is what is meant, that the person must feel a happiness that Allah, it is your, I make shukr of yours, that you didn't allow me to go towards that sin. One person says that, Maulana, a strange thing happened about 2 years ago or a year ago. There's a strange thing happened. He says, well, now I made sincere tawbah in the majlis. I come there, I made sincere tawbah from all these filthy television programs and all. But one day my family was out and I decided that again I must watch something. He says, the parents were gone. So now suddenly shaitan and nafs, because the TV was in the home. So he says, I switch it on, it doesn't get on. I check the plug, I check the wires, I check everything. I put it on again, nothing happens. Nothing is wrong with it, but it's not coming on. Everything seems okay. So immediately the thought came to my mind that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created a barrier. He does not want me to go towards it. Now this doesn't happen for everybody. Now and again it happens. But the person must make shukr at such a time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected him. So he says, Tujhe to maloom hai, ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Oh Allah, you know very well how dirty and filthy my heart is. How much of malice there is in my heart. How much of greed there is. How much of pride there is. How much of anger there is. How much of jealousy and envy there is. How much of evil passions and desires. If only there was some x-ray. The doctors have got many kinds of x-rays. They can tell us about stones in the kidneys and they can tell us about heart and liver and lungs and everything, they can check in the x-ray and give us a report. If only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave man the intelligence to make an x-ray in which he can see the condition of the heart, the spiritual condition, what would have been our condition then? It is Allah's ihsan and fazl that he concealed it. The Bani Israel used to commit sins at night. In the morning you can go and read on the doors, this person committed zina with this woman at night. Now imagine if that Allah Ta'ala had to do to us. This is history, it is not a question of just a fairy tale. The Bani Israel, through a certain period of their time, because of the disobedience and rebellious attitude, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it such that at night they committed sins and during the day it was written on the doors. So in our hearts, what filth there is, only that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. And Allah Ta'ala gives the mashayikh, the awliya-i kiram, the ahlullah, who have made great mujahida in the purification of their hearts, then their hearts become an x-ray. The doctors may not have that x-ray, but their hearts become x-rays. When another heart comes in front of them, then they can read out. Just as the doctor says that the x-ray shows this and shows that and shows that, then they will say that this x-ray of mine shows that you've got pride, you've got anger, you've got greed, you've got malice, you've got envy, you've got jealousy, and you've got passions and desires of the evil kind, plentiful. Everything comes in front of them. And this is again a reality. So he says, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi. The people might not know. My parents don't know. My brothers and sisters don't know. My wife sometimes doesn't know. But you know what the condition of my heart is, the spiritual condition. It is very, very filthy and very dirty. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. He says, every hair of my body is immersed in sins. Every hair of my body. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. This is the last day of my life, O Allah. Correct my condition, because each and every one of us must consider every namaz to be the last namaz of our lives. It does not mean that everybody is going to die today. Somebody got very worried when the first day I read this. Said, Maulana, I got worried you're leaving the world today or something. Akhiri din hai, it's the last day. So indeed, Qiyamah will take place whenever it will take place. But when an insan dies, qamat qiyamatu, uski qiyamat shuru ho gayi, finished. That person's qiyamat started. And when his qiyamat is going to start, he does not know. How many of us know whether this is the last day of our lives or not? How many of us have got some guarantee, certificate from Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, that tonight you are not going to die? So we must consider it being the last days of our life. Whichever moment we have, we must consider it to be the last. People have been eating and gone, driving and gone, flying and gone, swimming and gone. You talk to a person, 5 minutes later, you hear he's gone. So we must consider every day to be our last day. So, and especially those whose beards have turned white, whose hair on the head has turned white. That means age has caught up with them. Then what are they waiting for now? Youth again? They say we have not yet ready to change. So when will they change? So there is no question of not being ready to change. We have to be ready. For we do not know when death will come. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu mein, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Hai my Allah. If I live now, my life must be just in your muhabbat, in your love. Amen. In the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything I do, it must be on the basis of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I eat, I drink, I marry, I bring up the children, I educate them, I marry them, I play with my children, I play with my grandchildren, I do my business, I drive, I take a walk through the parks, I do anything. Oh Allah, it must be based on your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will stop there, inshallah, the next couplet. Next week, if Allah ta'ala gives an extension of life, then we will discuss it.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ
إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Brothers, this morning I received a call from Karachi. My Shaykh, my Murshid, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Awad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, who I was planning to leave for London on the 10th of June, and from there to America and also to Barbados, and then come to South Africa. But Allah Ta'ala's will, Allah Ta'ala's decision, that he had a mild stroke according to the doctor. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, sometimes through sicknesses, sometimes through illness, sometimes through accidents, takes away the mashayikh from us for a few days, for a few months, so that we appreciate them and the teachings in our lifetimes. Those people who are there all the time, sometimes they forget that they have got a great namat of Allah Ta'ala, and they become negligent. So for a few days Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes them away. Some go into deep coma for a few days, some go away to hospitals for a few days or a few months. And all that is so that we appreciate their teachings and their sohbat, their company during our lifetimes. After they go away, then we say, we wish we had benefited. We wish we had made use of their knowledge and their sohbat. So this is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala causes certain conditions to overcome them. Nevertheless, we are supposed to be making dua for them, that Allah Ta'ala keep their shadows long over our heads. Because it is the barakat of these mashayikh and these great walis and buzrugs that we are being saved from a lot of fitnas. Just separate yourself from them, go far away from them, and then see the fitnas that we fall into. May Allah Ta'ala give him long life, good health, cure from all his ailments. And also all the other mashayikh, the awliya-i kiram, and whoever is doing the work of deen, and all the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ey mere piyare khuda, ey rahim kareem Allah, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghiz, bi rahmatika astaghiz, bi rahmatika astaghiz, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana وقينا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ, او مائی ستار غفار اللہ, فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, یو ریئلی لو فگیونیس آف سینس, یو ڈو ناٹ لائک پنشمنٹ آف یور کریشن. یا اللہ, یو وڈ ناٹ ہیو سینڈ دی انبیاء علیہم الصلاۃ والسلام, یو وڈ ناٹ ہیو ریویل دی ہولی قرآن شریف, یو وڈ ناٹ ہیو سینڈ دی مشائخ حقا ٹو اس, یو وڈ ناٹ ہیو کریٹڈ دی کنڈیشنز فار اس ٹو ریکگنائز یو اف یو ہیڈ ڈیزائرڈ دیٹ آل آف اس گو ٹو ہیل. او اللہ, یو ڈیزائر دیٹ وی گو ٹو جنت, یو ڈیزائر دیٹ we may see you in Jannat. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are sinful servants of yours. Oh my Allah, we have not appreciated the ni'mats that you have given to us. Oh my beloved Allah, do not snatch away the ni'mats from us because of our indifference. Ey Allah, do not snatch away the ni'mats from us because of our showing negligence. Ya Allah, for because of our non-appreciation of the ni'mats, do not snatch them away from us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then. The moment we committed sin, you could have seized us. You could have made us like the Bani Israel, that our sins become written on our doors, and all the people could read what sins we had committed at night. But oh Allah, how Rahim you are, how Kareem you are, how compassionate and forgiving and kind you are, that Ya Allah, you concealed our sins. Ey mere pyare khuda, hameh maaf farma de. Forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, the heart which you gave to us for your muhabbat and your love, the heart which you gave to us for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have filled these hearts with all kinds of evil. We have filled our hearts with malice. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with envy and jealousy. Our hearts are filled with pride and anger. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Hey, mere Allah, we have made our hearts into trash bins. Hey, mere Allah, how can you come into such hearts? But oh Allah, you have kept the dynamite of Tawbah for us. Oh Allah, if the tiny little stick of dynamite can blow up huge mountains, what is it difficult for you to blow up our mountains of sins? Hey Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow up our mountains of sins? Hey mere pyare khuda, you dearly love those people who turn towards you. Ya Allah, for no other purpose have we gathered here. Ya Allah, we have not gathered here for material things. We have gathered here to make tawbah from our sins. Oh my Allah, we know that if we get forgiveness of our sins, then our life will become pleasant on this earth. Our hearts will enjoy satisfaction and contentment and peace. Ey mere Allah, tu hame maaf farma de. Ey Kareem, tu karam farma. Ey Rahim, tu raham farma. Ey Ghaffar, tu maghfirat farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, hame maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive our family members, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy on the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, open the doors of rahmat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, tu hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, the life that is gone is gone. Oh Allah, our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, our life is melting away. We cannot bring back even a single second from the life that is gone. But oh Allah, the life that is left, and only you are aware of how much is left, keep us on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, keep us on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with noor. Fill our hearts with satisfaction. Fill our hearts with contentment. Fill our hearts with zuhd and with taqwa. Fill our hearts with qanaat. Fill our hearts with sabr and shukr. Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Rahim Kareem Allah, din be din hum gunahon ke andar zyada mulawwas hote ja rahe hain. Oh my Allah, day by day we are falling more and more into the sinful traps. Ey Allah, take us out of the sinful traps. Ey mere Allah, make us the fish that swims deep in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, make us the fish that swims deep in the ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, give us such a bond and such a connection with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Do not let us be like the proverbial fox against nafs and shaitan. Ey mere Allah, tu hame himmat ata farma. How long are we going to remain away from you? Ya Allah, give us a taste and an enjoyment in our ibadat. Give us an enjoyment in our zikr and tilawat. Give us an enjoyment in its namaz and zakat and hajj. Oh Allah, give us an enjoyment in service to your creation. Oh Allah, give us an enjoyment in all the ibadat. Ey Allah, tu gunahon ki nafrat hamare dilon mein dal de. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, distance us from sins, because sins connect us with the fire of Jahannam, and it brings restlessness, anxieties and worries and all kinds of problems. Ya Allah, give us peace and satisfaction. Ya Allah, give each and every one of us peace and prosperity, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, and get them out of their financial problems. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from taking interest and giving interest. Protect us from all those sins which bring your wrath and anger and curse. اے اللہ لعنت والے ہر عمل سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم گنہ گار ہیں, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں, ہم خطا کار ہیں, ہم بدکار ہیں. اے میرے اللہ, ہم نمک حرام ہے, تیری نعمتیں کھا کھا کر تیری نافرمانی کرتے ہیں, لیکن میرے خدا اب تو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ, وی ایٹ دا فوڈ پرووائڈیڈ بائی یو, وی ویئر دا کلوتھز گیون بائی یو. یا اللہ, وی میک یوز آف ایوری نعمت دیٹ ہیز بین پرووائڈیڈ بائی یو, اینڈ وی disobey you after using those very same نعمت. اے اللہ, ہم کتنے نمک حرام ہے, لیکن میرے خدا تو تو رحیم ہے. یا اللہ, تو تو قریب ہے, تو معافی کو پسند کرتا ہے. او اللہ, open the doors of your مغفرت. How long are you going to keep them shut from us because of our sinful state? یا اللہ, remove our sins and bless us with your رحمت and your mercy and your forgiveness. یا اللہ, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. یا اللہ, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. اے میرے خدا, خاص کر میرے شیخ حضرت مولانا حکیم احمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم, او اللہ, تھرو ہز مینز اینڈ تھرو ہز ہدایت اینڈ تھرو ہز ٹیچنگز وی ہیو بین ایبل ٹو ریکگنائز یو. اے اللہ, تیری معرفت اور تیری محبت ہم کچھ جانتے نہیں تھے. اے اللہ, تیرا قرب ہم سمجھتے نہیں تھے. او اللہ, وی ہیڈ دا نالج آف دا کتابز, بٹ وی ڈیڈ ناٹ نو وٹ یور معرفت واز, وی ڈیڈ ناٹ نو وٹ یور قرب اینڈ کلوزنس واز, وی ڈیڈ ناٹ نو وٹ یور محبت واز. او اللہ, اٹ واز ڈیو ٹو دا teachings of these type of mashayikh that we have been able to recognize you to some extent. Ey mere Allah, in some mashayikh ko tu sehat ata farma, aafiyat ata farma, taadir inke saayo ko hamare saron par salamat rakh. Ya Allah, keep them long in this world so that thousands and thousands of people may get connected with you. Ey mere Allah, hum sab ko sehat ata farma. Ya Allah, remove our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ey mere pyare khuda, clean and purify our hearts of pride, of anger, of greed, of lust and of evil desires and passions. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, fill our hearts with the noor of zikr, fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. O Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ya Allah, our parents, if they are living, give them good health. Ya Allah, change the sickness and disease into good health. Ya Allah, we know that sickness and disease too is a rahmat and a blessing. It elevates the status and positions, and it is a means of forgiveness of sins. But O Allah, we are extremely weak, we cannot even bear headache. Oh my Allah, therefore change this rahmat of sickness into rahmat of good health. Ey Allah, ہم دنیا کے اندر سر کا درد بھی برداشت نہیں کر سکتے. How will we be able to bear the عذاب of قبر? How will we be able to bear the عذاب of جہنم? اے اللہ, عذاب قبر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, عذاب جہنم سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ہمیں زندگی میں بھی آرام اور راحت عطا فرما, اور آخرت میں بھی نصیب فرما. Bless us with the best of دنیا and bless us with the best of آخرا. یا اللہ, do not deprive us of our worldly share and do not deprive us of our share of آخرت. یا اللہ, give us the best of this world and the best of آخرت. اے اللہ, دنیا بھی دے اور آخرت بھی دے. اے اللہ, دین بھی دے اور دنیا بھی دے. اے اللہ, ہمیں نیک بنا دے. او اللہ, unite the hearts of the entire ummah. یا اللہ, unite the hearts of parents and children, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, unite the hearts of family members, unite the hearts of the entire ummah of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. او اللہ, quarrels, disputes, arguments have shattered the unity of families. اے میرے اللہ, ہمارے قلوب آپس میں ٹکرا چکے ہیں. اے اللہ, اب تو اس کو محبت اور الفت سے جوڑ دے. اے اللہ, ہمارے گھروں کے اندر برکت عطا فرما. یا اللہ, bless us with برکت in our businesses, برکت in our homes, برکت in our food, برکت in our earnings, برکت in our children, برکت in every نعمت that you give to us. Because of our sins, do not seize us, oh my Allah. یا اللہ, do not seize us like you seize the nations of the past. اے میرے اللہ, اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر تیرے پاس آنا ہے. We have to leave this world. There is no way that we are going to live here forever and ever. Oh Allah, this is a timeshare apartment which has to be vacated. There is no way that we can remain here forever. Oh by Allah, give us the concern of the akhirat. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it be a moth of barakat. Let it be a death of barakat and blessings. Let it be a death that people remain crying and we go away smiling. اے میرے اللہ, تو ایسی حالت میں ہمیں موت دے کہ ہم ہنستے ہوئے تیرے پاس آ جائے اور لوگ روتے ہوئے رہ جائے. اے اللہ, ایسا نہ ہو کہ لوگ ہنستے رہ جائے اور ہم روتے ہوئے جائے. او اللہ, do not let it be such that people laugh and people are happy that we left the world and we come crying. اے اللہ, let us come to you
happy. Ya Allah, show us some tajalli that we come dancing towards you. Show us some tajalli of yours that our soul comes dancing towards you. Ey mere Allah, teri aisi muhabbat ata farma, teri aisi muhabbat taseef farma, ki hum jis waqt is duniya se jaye to khushi khushi jaye. Ey mere Allah, is duniya ke andar غفلت کی نیند سے ہمیں جگا دے. Ya Allah, get us up from the sleep. Oh Allah, get us up from the sleep that we are in and from the dream world that we are in. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a casino. Do not let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Do not let the angel of death visit us when we are glued to the filthy television programs. Do not let the angel of death find a filthy novel or filthy magazine in our hands. We do not know when a heart attack comes. Oh Allah, we do not know when the angel of death strikes his sword. Ya Allah, we do not know when buildings burn to ashes. Ya Allah, we do not know when death comes. Ya Allah, do not let us be in a haram place. Do not let us be in a haram action. اے اللہ موت ایسی حالت میں دے کہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو. یا اللہ ہماری قبر کو تو نور بنا دے. اے اللہ, all our brothers and sisters, parents, whosoever have passed away, fill their graves with نور. Bless them with the best of abode in the آخرت. اے اللہ ان کے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے اور تو اے اللہ تو ان سے راضی ہو جا. اے اللہ, my beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all the duas of khair that he made for us, Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. All the goodness that he asked for the ummah, bless us with that goodness. Ya Allah, his entire life he made duas for us. He was concerned about the ummah until his last breath. Ey Allah, wo nabi ke jo ummat ke liye itne roye, how many times his beard became wet with his tears, how many times his musalla was wet with his tears, how many times my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's clothes became wet with his tears. Ey Allah, those tears were for us and we showed no appreciation. In fact, we did not even show appreciation for his blood which oozed in Taif, the blood which oozed in Uhud, the blood which oozed on so many occasions. Ey Allah, that nabi who stood whole night in prayers for us until his feet swelled. Ey mere Allah, that Nabi, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you shed so much of blood, that ummat today is in the casinos, in gambling, in adultery, in fornication. Ey Allah, when my Nabi is informed that even in your beloved city, Madina Sharif, there is no shortage of filthy films and dirty magazines. Ey Allah, when he is informed that there's plenty of music even in your beloved city. Ey Allah, how much of pain we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, mere piyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ke saamne qiyamat ke din hame ruswa mat karna. Ya Allah, do not cause embarrassment to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of all the other ummatis on the day of qiyamah because of our sinful state. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us and enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, those whose children are on drugs and drink and wine and women and all kinds of sins, and the parents are shedding tears of blood now, but it has become too late. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to bring those children back onto the right track. Ya Allah, give them the hidayat to understand that what if the angel of death has to find them popping drugs into their mouths. Ey Allah, unko hidayat de de. Ey Allah, sabko tu jod de aur nek bana de aur ek bana de. Ya Allah, the du'as that Rasul Pak Sallallahu made, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, so much of du'as he made for us. Mere piyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Ey Allah, mere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne bataf pe chal karke jo manga tha. Mere piyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam ne rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha. Mere piyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, attaching himself to this multazam, so long he tried, he cried and he prayed. All the du'as that he made for us at multazam, the du'as that he made behind Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, Muzdalifa and Arafat. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. Bless us, bless our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from all the mischief, the corruption and the fitnas that my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us protect our parents, protect our wives and children, and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them assets for our Muslim community. Ya Allah, unko deendar aur nek bana de, saleh bana de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.